Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. Interesting. Mm. That's why you need Robert Half. Yep. I don't think that's a person. That's the company.
Okay, I was confused.
Yeah, their specialized recruiting professionals engage with their proprietary AI. Welcome to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing, and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. See, at Robert Half, they know talent. I wish I had had Robert Half back in the day when I was hiring.
Okay.
So, no offense, Sona.
Oh, I feel like you did mean to offend me.
Yes, you wouldn't be here if I had had Robert Half. Okay. Visit RobertHalf.com today. From your morning podcast to your afternoon playlist, you know you personalize your entire day. That's why State Farm helps you personalize your insurance with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. That's a lot of bees.
Yeah.
It offers coverage options that help protect what you care about most at an affordable price just for you. That's important. You want an affordable price.
Yeah, I do want one.
Yeah, if it's too much, well, that's just not going to happen.
No.
State Farm's on it. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices vary by state. I'm lowering my voice.
I know.
Options selected by customer. Availability and eligibility may vary.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hey, Brandon, meet Conan and Sona.
Oh, David, Sona, and Jane Lynch, I love what you've done with your hair.
Nice. Fan bringing it in hot. That was some high heat you just threw. That came over the plate at 98 miles per hour.
And a bit of almost a swing and a miss.
No. Brandon, very nice to meet you. And I understand you're a fan of the podcast. Thanks so much for contacting us. And
no problem.
Curious, where are you calling us from? Where are you contacting us from?
So I am from Georgetown, Ontario. It's about 45 minutes outside of Toronto.
Beautiful.
West.
Love it. Love it there.
Yeah.
I love Canada, love Toronto, love Vancouver. Wonderful place. And of course, I'll give it up again, Canada, home to all the great comedic minds, in my opinion. Mm. So you have a
Absolutely.
Lot to be proud of. And Brandon, tell us a little bit about yourself.
By day, help manage a pizza shop here in town.
Okay.
And by
whenever
night,
someone says I'm, by day, I'm scared because it could mean murder. The part, you know what I mean? Most serial killers say by day I do this, and then but well, they actually they don't say. That
I was going to say you think they just confess at the end,
no.
Like he's going to say I murder, I do some murdering.
I'm anxious. I'm anxious for the second part. So by day you manage a pizza place.
Yes, sir.
And then by night.
I'm a paranormal investigator.
So paranormal investigator, meaning you are searching for clues, signs, or to make contact with ghosts. Is that correct?
Ghosts, spirits, going into haunted locations, doing full-on investigations, using equipment and cameras and everything to try and see if we can end up getting some kind of proof of the paranormal, I guess you can say.
Sure, because you're a paranormal investigator, yes. Let me
yes,
ask you a quick question.
Sense. Yeah.
I said ghost, but I prefer the term, although I think it's archaic, ghoul. Does anyone use the term ghoul anymore? I just love ghoul. Do you ever try and work that in?
Jordan Schlansky. He's the only one who uses it.
I love ghouls. I love ghouls. So is there a difference between a ghost and a spirit, or is there no real difference?
Not really. I mean, like, I usually like to use the term spirit, because the way I think about it, it's like it's the passed on version of what a living human person was. And like everybody's got their own spirit, they got their own soul, they got their own personality. And I think it's just a way that I end up transferring over to the afterlife. So I like to use the word spirit instead of just a ghost. I think ghost is kind of a little gimmicky.
The two I like, as I said, are ghoul and specter. I like specter. Hello? Are you still there? Hello, Brandon? Did you go anywhere? Brandon, hello, hello. Is this thing on?
You would be really bad as a paranormal.
No, I would say I would
be like, guys, what are we gonna call them, guys?
Bets?
No, I would never spend any time looking at the equipment. All I'd be saying is we've got to find a ghoul or a specter. That's all I do all the time.
Oh my God.
But so, it is very hard for us to see, like it's very rare for us to see something in person with our own eyes. I don't understand why that is, but that's why infrared cameras and film photography cameras end up coming into play, because somehow it shows up a little easier that way.
Mm. Yeah, I'm just curious. Do you go on this mission alone or do you work with a team?
Oh, hell no. Hell no. I'm not that brave. No, I actually got a team of about 10 people that I have with me. Yeah. I've got, well, the thing is, like, we have like a YouTube channel that we post some of our evidence if it's a good enough investigation onto. So I got like a whole like team that's with me. So
who's in the team?
Yeah, so there's myself, my co-creator, her name is Ashley. I consult with her on things before I go into investigations, but she can't do things in person anymore because she had a really hard time rebounding from investigations.
Wait a minute. So Ashley was on your team. She's partner. And then she kind of had to step back. She still consults. But you're saying something happened on an investigation that made her have to step out?
She's very sensitive to whatever's going on there. And I've asked her, like, how long does it take for you to recover from an investigation? She said up to 2 weeks.
What?
Wow.
What?
Because she's just so physically drained.
Can I tell you something, Brandon?
I
hear from many of my employees that after contact with me, they need 2 weeks away from work paid to recover. Yeah. And that's a common thing that I hear. And I've often been described as having a spectral color to my face.
A ghoulish
appearance.
Yes.
I would say so.
Yeah, thank you.
And he's an expert.
Yeah, I'm a guy that likes to watch his ghoulish figure. And so what I'm saying...
I can't be here anymore. That's going to take more than 2 weeks. You owe everybody an apology.
That's an old Munsters joke. Shout out to the Munsters. That's a great... Fred Gwynn.
Yeah.
Anyway, my point is you've got Ashley. I hope she gets better soon. I'm sorry that she had a bad experience, but that's a rough gig talking to
you. It is. It's not for the faint of heart.
Do you have uniforms?
Do you have uniforms like the Ghostbusters?
Yeah, that's all.
No, we don't have uniforms. Well, I mean, like, dress black for the most part, just for aesthetic, I guess. But then it's funny because my mom, who kind of got me a little bit into this stuff, came into... the fold to help replace Ashley as an investigator.
I'm sorry,
so my
Brandon.
Part of this.
Your mom is part of your ghostbusting team?
Yes.
That's cool. I like that. I was going to... Family business. Your mom, is she very intrepid? Is she very brave?
Well, she's had to put up with me for about 30 years, so I would say so.
Right. But, I mean, there's some people who would be afraid to go, well, let's cut to the chase. You've got a crack team here, and you've got your equipment. Not sure what that is. You said you've various cameras. Do you have any kind of electronic equipment that tells you, if there's a special?
Whoa!
That's just a small suitcase. It just means that you have plenty of room in the overhead compartment.
Yeah, no, I actually have like a piece of equipment here that actually measures like EMF, electromagnetic field.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, so...
Can you hold it up to David and just... Hold it up, David. Put your face near the camera.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that thing's off the charts.
Whoa.
David, you do seem like you're a little boy who lived about 200 years ago and died when he ate a peanut that he was allergic.
He does have a bad
allergy. You know
what?
He looks good for his age, if that's the case.
Thank you. Well, he's preserved. He'll never age. He'll be a boy forever.
You're right. Cryogenics of those wonders.
So you've got your electronic equipment, and where do you go to find these, at the risk of repeating myself, ghouls and specters?
So a lot of research goes into it. We go through online, we look at news articles throughout the province of Ontario, see if they have had any news stories on places that have had activity, and then also just a lot of going to the town, going through their library. Sometimes they have resources for old historical buildings, and we just kind of take a stab at that.
Let me ask you, and I you know, I'm just trying to drill down here. You say you're looking for evidence, and they've had some kind of occurrence, but what would that mean? Would it mean window panes rattling for no reason, toilets flushing on their own? Do you know what I mean? What would it mean?
So people have to have sightings of apparitions. They would have
apparitions.
To have,
that's another good one. I love apparitions.
Yeah.
Wording.
They would have different poltergeist activity where things are moving on their own. Voices or sounds being heard when they're the only ones in the room and there's no reason for that happening.
Well, that's often means that you're insane, that you're having
most. And who knows, maybe I am a little bit.
No, no, not you, but I'm saying if you're by yourself and you hear voices, sometimes then that's when they medicate you.
Oh.
I've had periods like that, and then the medication set in.
Or it might be the ghosts.
Well, I prefer ghouls, apparitions, and specters.
Oh, God.
We're adding to the list.
Oh, God. It's, okay.
And for the most part, with our students, it's definitely the ghouls and specters with my expertise. I'm not qualified enough to end up doing the medicated areas.
Nothing brings a family together like a large two-topping pizza. It's mm-hmm. the perfect way to celebrate any occasion. This happens all the time at my house.
Yeah.
I say, kids, let's get together. Your father wants to tell you stories of his childhood. Nobody comes running, all right? But guess what? When I get one of those two large two-topping pizzas at Domino's, suddenly everybody wants to hear from Daddy. At Domino's, you can carry out large two-topping pizzas for just $6.99 for this week only. No limit on number of pizzas. You know, what toppings do you like? I like pepperoni.
I like pepperoni. I like olive. I like bell pepper. I like mushrooms. I know you don't like mushrooms. I like mushrooms.
Yeah. Well, you didn't have to out me as a no mushroom guy, but okay. Domino's Pizza. That's the way to get the whole family together. And this is a great deal. Visit Domino's.com or use the app to order your large two-topping pizzas for $6.99 each. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Valid 4/22 through 4/28. Tax may apply. Prices, participation, and charges may vary. Sona, where else can you go surfing and skiing the same day, huh?
I don't know.
Or check out a world-class art museum and then camp at a dark sky sanctuary that night, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, where else can you hike through redwoods and then get a luxury spa treatment?
Where?
Well, you live there. California. California, Sona. No matter where
California.
You go across the state, you'll find a way to play. I'm a California resident. So are you. Sona, you are a lifelong California resident.
I'm a lifer. I love this place.
This is a beautiful state. Gorgeous. So many different, wonderful ecosystems in one state. You can hang out by a Palm Springs pool. You know, you can go whale watching. You can go hiking in Yosemite. And then talk about the great cities in California. You get all this amazing food, sushi, whatever you want. They got it in California. Hey, if you can't find it in California, man, you got a problem.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done that. I made that up on my own. Anyway, I love California. Discover why California is the ultimate playground. Head to visitcalifornia.com to start planning your trip today. Sona, what would you do with $100 billion? Seriously.
Oh, I would buy a country.
Okay. I would buy just a ton of yachts and private jets, and I would duct tape them all together and then just have it go in a circle in the Pacific Ocean.
What?
Yeah. I don't know, just to be a total jerk. Anyway, there is a correct answer.
Oh.
And it's build incredible cities in fantastical locations while competing with your friends to be the biggest tycoon in the world. What do you think of that answer?
That's better than mine.
Yep, and mine, which you can do with Monopoly Go, the hit mobile game that's so much fun, it's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's the fun of classic Monopoly on the go, anytime, anywhere, endless new surprises like tons of boards and crazy mini games. You can team up with your chums on community chess and tournaments to get big money, or you can go after their fortune changing rent on your properties or even pulling a bank heist on them. So much fun. It's incredible. So start building up your billions today. Go download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play. You know, it's incredible to have the flexibility to work in all sorts of places, whether it's taking video calls from the park or emailing large files while you're grocery shopping. Sona, this is good for you.
Is it?
Because you're always doing whatever work you do for me from fun locations.
But I like blaming it on not having reception.
I know, but you can't do that here. Working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network, which is why you should check out T-Mobile, Sona.
Okay.
Then you got no excuses. They're America's largest and fastest 5G network. With T-Mobile, you'll be covered in more places with the 5G speed you need for your life on the go. Plus, they also cover more highway miles with 5G than anybody else. Check it out if you don't believe me. Hey, Blay, you've got T-Mobile, right?
I do. I was actually just up in the woods in Idlewild. It was fantastic for the weekend, and my T-Mobile didn't miss it. My T-Mobile phone didn't miss it.
You know, I wouldn't think you'd need a cell phone because you speak so loudly into a microphone.
Well, I had to look some stuff up.
Just take it down.
I didn't know what brunch was.
I can hear him.
When the restaurant's open for brunch.
Okay.
So I used my T-Mobile coverage to check
terrific,
out brunch.
Blay. That's
brunch.
All right. Anyway, wherever you are, you know, take it from the loud-speaking Blay. If you're on the go, you want to be in the know, you want to make the show.
What?
T-Mobile.
Okay.
That's the one for you.
That was
I should
weird.
Have rhymed it with go. Anyway, find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today. Coverage not available in some areas. Fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds, according to analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence Data Q3 2023. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com. What is the scariest thing you've seen that you've witnessed yourself, Brandon?
Ooh, the scariest thing I have seen. So the scariest event that I've had happen was at a location just outside of Niagara Falls. It is called the Screaming Tunnel.
Ugh.
The Screaming Tunnel. I'm writing this down.
Why?
Yeah.
Just to look like I'm part of the investigation. So there's a place outside Niagara Falls called the Screaming Tunnel.
Yeah. So... very long story, but the long and short of it is father ended up, legend says a father did very unthinkable things to his daughter, murdering her in the tunnel, and basically set her on fire.
Jesus.
So apparently if you go in at night, you light a match and you're supposed to hear the scream of the girl and the match goes out.
Nope.
But
this story is a bit of a buzzkill. I mean, it's real dark. It's dark.
What? Ghost stories are cheery and happy.
When an old man's head gets chopped off, it's funny. Anything that happens to a kid is not funny. But like if an old man who's kind of a dick anyway gets his head lopped off, I'm laughing. And I'll go see that. Yeah.
Unfortunately, this is the life I chose.
You know, and also we can't choose the crimes. This terrible thing happened.
Wait, the match goes out, and then that's that. What?
How do you get out of the tunnel once the match goes out?
Well, most people end up running out, but not us.
Oh.
We tried the match experiment. We didn't hear the scream. It went out, but that could have been a draft or something.
Is it ever the scream? Does the scream ever occur because you've held the match too long?
And the person's getting a little hot in there. It's getting too, yeah, no, that hasn't happened. But did end up hearing multiple voices from within the tunnel when we didn't see anybody there, but they were actually inching closer to us to the point where me and my partner Ashley had to run. We had no idea what was happening.
Hard pass.
And you're certain you think that those voices were not other people in the tunnel. Those voices were
100% because we ended up having somebody on each end of the tunnel that were actually kind of watching and making sure nobody was trying to fiddle around with any kind of evidence we may have been getting or anything like that.
Could you hear what the voices were saying?
No, it was just like it was very mumbled and it was all jumbled up.
Is it possible that if you listen to the tapes, you'd hear, enough with the matches, enough with the matches, it's getting smoky in here.
I'm suffocating, yeah.
Everybody comes with matches. And by the way, we prefer ghouls.
We didn't end up getting any of that. But we did end up getting a spirit telling one of my other investigators to get out on a voice recorder, but we didn't hear it with our own ears.
Nope.
It was only on playback.
Why do ghosts always say get out?
Because they'll kill you.
No, but how come
it's
no ghosts?
Because of the matches.
When I'm a ghost, and I will be a ghoul at one point.
You will. You're going to haunt everybody.
No, but my thing is going to be like, come on in. Let's talk. I love to
That's
gab.
That's scary, though. You have to realize that is a scary thing for you to do.
Oh, because people don't like talking to me? So
Stop shouting.
No, that's
shouting.
A scary thing for the other people to do.
This is really riling me up because this is scary.
This
I believe
is scary
in
stuff.
This stuff, and this is freaking me out.
Okay. Have you learned anything? Do you ever feel compassion for these, I don't know, apparitions, specters, ghouls? Do you ever feel, I'm going to say it as many times as I can, hey, if you're listening, count. The winner gets nothing. Yeah, go ahead. You're putting your hand up to stop me.
He's counting.
I got the count. That's five.
No. Since this interview started, you're insane. Yeah. I've gotten many more than that. Ghouls, apparitions, specters. Anyway.
It's a drinking game now.
So, have you ever had compassion for one of these necromantic citizens of the other realm?
I wouldn't say compassion. What I will say is I have more of a comfort, I would say, for when I pass away, to at least have the idea that maybe there is something else that we go to after the physical life. So like we're not, our energy, our spirit and everything is not dead. It's just a physical machine that's operating our skin vessel, as Ashley would end up calling it.
I had a girlfriend once that called me a skin vessel. And not as a compliment. Brandon. I don't know. Myself, I'm not sure I need there to be another realm. This is going to get a little heavy. But I don't want to just be hanging around in caves, you know, waiting for people to light a match. Or I don't want to be roaming around an old motel bothering people or rattling teacups. I might be okay with the concept of just
stops. So what I'm hearing is Conan would rather be a shit disturber in life, but not really in death.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Yes.
Yes.
What I'm saying is I think I've haunted many people in my lifetime, in my lifespan. And the idea that that would stop is maybe okay, not just for me, but maybe for the world.
I think so. I think we'd be fine with you just leaving.
You're happy with my death.
Yo, you know what? Just die. we're good.
Eventually the truth will come out, Sona.
Yeah.
It took nothing for you to say that.
No, she's fine with it.
Oh, no.
She's the most honest friend I have. But Brandon, this is interesting work that you've chosen. Now, I want to get back to the first thing you told us, which is by day you manage a pizza shop. Are there ever moments where your skills as a manager of a pizza shop come into play when you're dealing with ghouls, apparitions, and specters?
When I see a past coworker that haunted me while working there that comes in, there's that where I have a flashback experience.
Right.
But in terms of my actual workings within the shop, no, not yet.
I will
really
tell you
not
this.
Yet.
If I do not pass yet. Into the spirit realm, the realm of ghouls, apparitions, and specters, I do, count them all up from the beginning, I will... The one thing that will lure me will not be lit matches or a rattled cup or someone holding a seance. A really good pizza, marinara, would lure me. Thin crust, that would lure me to any location. And so I'm wondering why spirits aren't attracted to just amazing foods and a glass of Pinot Noir. Maybe like an Oregon Pinot.
Could they smell
it? I think they should be.
I would just like to be around it, you know, and then maybe I could become part of the pizza.
What?
I love pizza that much.
You want people to eat you as a pizza?
Yeah, that's right.
Wait, what? Why'd you say it like that?
I don't know. I thought it could be sexual, but I don't think it is.
Anyway, Brandon.
Anyway.
Oh, what's
Brandon,
the
do you have a question? You have a question for us. Let's not encourage my perversions. But that is my kink, that I one day become a spirit pizza. And that,
So Brandon, back to that question you had for Conan.
That's my kink, ladies.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'll become a pizza pie.
Well, my question
Let's bring him out of the
Conan
oven. There
is
he is. He's all steaming.
When he passes out, all greasy. When you pass away.
Mm-hmm. And we hope it's not for a long, long time.
Yes. Yeah.
We hope, Sona. We hope.
I know. I'm saying when he dies, I just want him to die.
You don't want him to haunt you.
That's a Hallmark card they haven't made yet. When you die, well, I just want you to die. And then there's a $5 bill in there. Your grandmother. What you got there? What's your question there, Bingo? I'm going to call you Bingo, Brandon, for no reason at all.
Oh, my God.
I'll take that. So my question is, when you do end up passing on, you go on to the other life, and you obviously you have your kids. Hopefully you your kids what? Outlive you. But yeah. if you, when
Jesus
you pass
Christ,
away,
what the fuck are you talking about? Yes, I want my children to live for hundreds of years
That's
after me.
That's not the question.
But what different antics would you end up pulling on your loved ones as a ghost? But making it unique enough where they absolutely know that it's you.
Oh, they're going to know it's me.
Yeah.
I mean, my bits are just classic Conan material. And that's a trademarked phrase, by the way, classic Conan. I just know that they're going to know. I'm going to be a very obvious ghost. I'm not going to do subtle stuff,
I'm
right?
I'm trying to think of what you, like, if you took a like a remote control and it just suddenly was in the place of where your mouth would be, then I could hear you going, hey, I'm remote control mustache guy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's a good bit.
And I'd be like, that's Conan. He's haunting me. That's not a good bit, though. It's not that funny.
You're going to knock your bun out, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Oh, you know what I would do?
Yes.
I love to, sometimes I see Sona and she's got her beautiful hair that's all piled up together into a bun. Maybe seen a brush or a comb sometime in the last year or so.
Oh, wow.
And anyway, what I like to do is I'd like to take a swat at that bun and it explodes and the whole bun comes apart and it's funny to me.
Or if I'm eating something and it suddenly just flies out of my hand, I'll be like, Conan's
that's
here.
That's what I was thinking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like my favorite thing is when she's really enjoying a donut and she holds it out a little too far from her face. I can sometimes swat it and it goes flying across the room. And everyone in the room, this is the environment where we work, everyone laughs.
Yeah, I know.
They you did laugh. It with her popcorn right when she walked in here.
Yeah, maybe I did, maybe I didn't.
No, you did. You
that could have been a spirit
did.
Or a ghoul or a specter.
We saw you do it.
Or an apparition.
Yeah. No.
Well, that's what I would do. I do those kind of antics and I wouldn't be subtle. I don't like subtle ghosts.
No.
You know what I mean? You got to play to the back row when you're a ghost or a ghoul or an apparition or a specter. I'm telling you again, folks, listen to the very beginning. Count up all mentions of ghoul, apparition, and specter. Give us the total and you'll win nothing. Mm. Brandon, it's been a delight talking to you. And give my best to your mom.
To you.
Tell Ashley I hope she recovers soon. And I just wish you well in your journeys and your adventures. And I hope you crack this case. I hope you find us a real ghoul or apparition specter.
I hope so, too. And if you're ever in the area, I would love to end up getting you and Sona on an investigation with us.
Very nice.
I'm busy. I'll be
She's
busy
scared.
That
She's
day.
Scared, but you know
what?
I am
very scared.
But you know what? I don't know what fear is, so I'll see you there.
Conan's going to go do bits for the That's girl good. In the tunnel.
Yeah. Hey, Aww. Little girl. Aww. Look at this bit. All right. Thank you very much, Brandon. Take care.
Thanks, Brandon. Thank you. Thank Bye-bye. You, guys.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, with Conan O'Brien, Sona Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Nick Liao, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson and Cody Fisher at Earwolf. Theme song by The White Stripes. Incidental music by Jimmy Vivino. Take it away, Jimmy. Our supervising producer is Aaron Blair, and our associate talent producer is Jennifer Samples. Engineering by Eduardo Perez. Additional production support by Mars Melnick. Talent booking by Paula Davis, Gina Batista, and Britt Kahn. You can rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts, and you might find your review read on a future episode. Got a question for Conan? Call the Team Coco hotline at 669-587-2847 and leave a message. It, too, could be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production. In association with Earwolf.
Ross has all the spring deals you want, so you can say yes to more looks for you and your budget. Tube tops for less? Yes. Dad shorts for the weekend? Yes. Mini skirts for less than online? That's a yes for you and your bank account. Find your certified yes for me moment and save 20 to 60% off department store prices every day at Ross. Hurry in for spring deals today. Items and styles vary by store.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.